This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Coming to light, new allegations of sexual misconduct against President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General.
We get more from KRLD's Kristen Yates.
A years-long probe into now former Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz turns up new testimony from a woman who claims she was just 17 when he had sex with her. Gaetz was a sitting representative at the time, and that woman was below Florida's age of consent. Gaetz resigned his Florida House seat this week when Trump gave him the nod, and just before the U.S. House Ethics Committee was possibly going to release a report detailing his alleged sexual misconducts. That report is now on pause, given that Gaetz isn't a Florida state rep any longer. He does still need Senate confirmation in the AG post, and some senators on both sides of the aisle say they want that ethics report published so they can be confident that their own confirmation process is followed fairly. Gaetz has long denied any wrongdoing. Trump has also made another leadership nomination, calling on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be his health secretary. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The FBI arrests a Houston man they believe was spreading pro-ISIS propaganda and planning an attack in the city.
The FBI believes 28-year-old Anas Saeed tried to provide support to the terrorist organization ISIS and admitted to planning a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, all from his West Houston apartment. U.S. Attorney Alamdar Hamdani saying a search of Saeed's devices revealed pro-ISIS videos, images, and direct communications.
Included the discussion on his alleged plans to commit violent acts in Houston and his desire even to use an explosive belt.
Saeed is charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. It carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A 66-year-old man shot dead during a Facebook Marketplace transaction at a Valero gas station in Dallas this week. The incident occurred in the middle of the afternoon, just as a nearby elementary school was getting out. Police say a 19-year-old woman shot the man after a brief conversation and then attempted to flee the scene. She was caught and now has been charged with capital murder and is currently in custody.
Well, it was a crazy night at the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul weigh-in in Arlington ahead of the big fight tonight at AT&T Stadium. Tyson weighed in at 233, Paul at 220. So after the two faced off one more time in their underwear before they meet in the ring, Tyson turned it up a notch, as Tyson does. He got smacked. One. Yeah, Tyson slapped Paul.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I got to give him a credit. He didn't really flinch a lot.
No, he didn't. And then you found this. A 14-year-old girl who's an aspiring reporter asked Tyson about his legacy, and this was his response.
It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
That is
that is a great response.
That is so cool.
That's going to be my reply for everything now. If the boss asks me to do something, well, I'm going to be dust. I'm going to be dead soon, so whatever.
I love her response, though. She's like, well, thank you for sharing that.
14-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah, very cute. Very
no
cute.
No intimidation on her part asking him that question. I got to give her credit for
that. She's probably not old enough to have seen Mike Tyson, the animal that he can be in a boxing ring.
I didn't put this up, but that was what she asked him again. He said, this is great for you and your legacy. It allows people like me to see you who've never seen you fight before. And then he said, we're all going to die.
We're like a paper bag.
So Red Lobster's most popular menu item is not going to be back because it's the most popular menu item. The Red Lobster CEO, this is a new CEO there, says the endless shrimp is never coming back because, in his words, I know how to do math. In May, the seafood dining chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after closing dozens of restaurants, which gave it time to address several financial and operational challenges. One of the biggest blunders made by Red Lobster was its $20 endless shrimp promotion. Made a huge splash with customers, but the company suffered millions in operating losses. So the new CEO says, customers, don't hold your breath. That promotion is not going to make a comeback anytime soon, if ever.
You know what they're going to do instead? Endless hush puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Which are much more affordable. That's the equivalent of getting endless chips and salsa at your Mexican
endless
restaurant.
Endless hush? I don't know. Hush puppies?
Is that real? Is that real?
Endless hush puppies? Endless hush puppies. Not joking.
So cornmeal.
Basically.
Fried cornmeal. You can have endless.
You can have it all day long, baby.
Wow.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday's report from the Labor Department showed another dip in the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the week of November 9th. According to the report, the number dropped 217,000. That's a lot less than economists had thought. There was also a drop for the total number of Americans receiving jobless aids, down 2 million for the past week of November 2nd. The drop in that total could be due to hurricane-related disruptions and the end of furloughs related to Boeing.
In other news, a new study reveals obesity in America has doubled over the past three decades, and apparently it's getting worse.
A study in the journal Lancet estimates around 1 in 5 children, 1 in 3 adolescents, and 2 in 3 adults will be obese by 2050. The study's lead author, Marie Ng.
We're expecting the number of people experiencing obesity and overweight to rise to 260 million.
Obesity is at its highest levels in southern states like Texas and Oklahoma, and it's going to get worse.
We're expecting like 43 million children who will have experienced overweight and obesity by 2050.
Ng says over 800 million adults now live with diabetes worldwide. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, all. So we thought yesterday that Jay Powell, address before the Dallas Regional Chamber and World Affairs Council out at Fair Park might have some impact on the market. And it probably would. And it did. And it was instant. And it was even before you think. We got the advance text around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He actually took the dais around 2:10, I think, to deliver his opening remarks. And you could look at the advance text and immediately see the reaction. Interest rates went up. The stock market went down because Powell walked up to the podium and said, this economy's in pretty good shape. In fact, we're in no hurry to cut interest rates. Well, that is not what Wall Street wanted to hear. And so the impact was swift. So really, if you will, there were two addresses yesterday. There was that 10 minutes that had an impact on the financial markets. Then there was this dialogue where he really talked about the independence of the Fed and without trying to sound political, sounded political and said, leave us alone. It works a lot better if you leave us alone. And the consequence is that all the papers and all everybody's full and internationally is reacting to Powell's comments yesterday. Stock market is still reacting to those comments. And if the Dow opened right now, we'd be down 158 points. The S&P would be down 28 and the NASDAQ down 157. Now, the argument is what you're doing is giving back some of the gains from last week. And we're still, you know, very, very close to all-time highs, but we are seeing a reaction. Shortly, we'll get retail sales. Those are always important numbers, and that can be a market mover. We'll also get industrial production and capacity utilization later on. And then also a little later on this morning, we'll talk about RFK Jr., because that news yesterday afternoon, actually the rumor of it, had a direct impact on trading in the market. And then the announcement after the market closed has had an impact this morning. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, David, when I was a teenager in high school, my Aunt May, right before she died, told me that with great power comes great responsibility. And I have to think of Jerome Powell yesterday, knowing that every word that comes out of his mouth, I mean, the market could advance or decline by millions.
Yeah, he was very measured. I thought he was really good. In fact, the whole event was really good yesterday. The interview for the Washington Post reporter was spot on, asked all the right questions. He used a few buzzwords, but he would, you know, explain the buzzwords. So he's a good communicator. It was a good event. But like I say, it was an important event that is still sort of rattling around the globe.
And there on the front row is DFW's most important business analyst, David Johnson. He was in the splash zone for the presentation yesterday. I got relegated to the second row for that presentation. It was nice seeing you yesterday, David. Thank you so much.
The stars are heating up.
Another 7-goal night for the Dallas Stars, who blew out the visiting Boston Bruins 7-2 after Matt Duchene got the party started just over a minute into the first period.
Marchment grabs it, hand off Duchene, he scores! What a shot by Matt Duchene, high in the corner, and that line once again, strike early.
The call on Victory Plus. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, anyone that watches the Cowboys know their offense is in all kinds of mess, and one of the problems is their running back by committee, well, it's not seeming to work. Head coach Mike McCarthy finally admitted that yesterday and says going forward, Rico Dowdle will be the lead back.
You got to get him the ball. I mean, you know, that's my focus. You know, just continue to get him opportunities. He's the lead back, and I thought he had a really good first half, and I think that's really illustrated by, you know, the attempts. Rico needs to touch the ball.
Cowboys have a tough schedule ahead, starting with the Texans on Monday night. They're 7.5-point underdog.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.